When you think of the harp, what comes to your mind? Probably not African-American spirituals, not to mention jazz or West African rhythms. But after you hear Ashley Jackson's new album, you will think of all of these musical genres. I spoke with Ashley Jackson in our New York studios. She joined us with her harp, and she told me about the concept behind her latest release. It's called Take Me to the Water.
In African-American spirituals, for me, the ingenuity lies in the coded language. Looking at the lyrics, I was captivated by, you know, water being the symbol of freedom, of being a symbol of hope for my ancestors. And I also was thinking a lot about my grandmother and my experiences going to church with her. And being a young kid and just, you know, not understanding everything about the service, but being so moved by the music and how it, you know, made the congregation get up to their feet and sing and clap and dance. African-American spirituals were a necessary form of communication between the enslaved. They couldn't explicitly express their desires for freedom, right? Because that would sound many alarms. So water becomes a metaphor for freedom.
Did you have a eureka moment when you realized that you did not have to separate the world that you grew up in from the world that you have learned?
When I was coming to the end of my doctoral studies at Juilliard, I was researching the composer Margaret Bonds, who is of African-American descent. And she was really kind of a role model. She was somebody who had integrated her upbringing in the church, constantly using the words of Black poets in her music. And so I felt like, okay, if she did it, maybe there's a space for me.
For Troubled Water, you developed a technique to mimic movement on water. Will you tell me about that?
Well, so Troubled Water by Margaret Bonds is originally for piano. And in a recording session, we were, you know, starting the opening and it's low in the strings. So it's kind of muddy. It was a little too muddy. And I thought, well, I have a pair of socks in my purse. And when our daughter was very young, I used to really kind of mute the strings by weaving, you know, different headscarves just to make the strings really quiet.
So that, she could nap while you were practicing.
While I was practicing.
Can you show me?
Sure. I don't have my pair of socks today, but. So it begins in this very low rumbling, kind of murky water, so to speak.
I do love the way you incorporate different rhythms into the work. I must say I love Yamaya. It's almost like it takes over your body. It almost like infuses itself.
It does. In the recording session, I said, okay, this needs to feel like we're in the depths of water. I now live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So in terms of imagery, I was thinking about our swamps and, you know, my ancestors kind of moving slowly, perhaps towards freedom. And what I did was I superimposed the melody of an Afro-Cuban chant over some music by a friend of mine, Joao Luis, who's a guitarist and composer. And it allowed us to kind of enter a different sound world altogether.
Another composer that you lift up on this album is Alice Coltrane.
Yes.
The wife of John Coltrane, the famous kind of jazz saxophonist. Tell us about her.
I was first introduced to her music through my father, who was a lover of jazz. After I became a mother, kind of that first year, I had an opportunity to play her music with a small orchestra. What resonated with me most was her experience as a mother and an artist, that she really talked about being a mother and an artist and a wife in this beautiful, holistic way. And for me, as a young mother, working from home during the pandemic, raising our young daughter, it really spoke to me, and just the love that she had and the spirituality that she kind of walked through life with gave me something during that time.
Samuel Coleridge Taylor is another composer that you highlight on this album. Tell us about him.
Samuel Coleridge Taylor is an Afro-British composer. He ranged 24 African-American, but also African and Caribbean spirituals for solo piano. And Deep River, to me, was, you know, it's such an iconic American melody. I had to include it
on this
album.
Could you play a little bit of it for
me? Oh, sure, yes.
That is harpist Ashley Jackson. Her new album is Take Me to the Water. Ashley Jackson, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
What would you like to play us out on?
I think I have to play Take Me to the Water. That's the name of the album, so let's do it.